Yeah.
How is rice grown in water, like the Chinese grave?
Well.
Japanese raised in marshland, you know, water all around, goes up through the water. I don't know if Crowley does that.
Yeah.
I'd like to go up there sometime. I heard so much about Crowley.
Well, nowadays people are planting, you know, they're getting in the backyards, they're planting a lot of.
Yeah, they're conserving everything, space and their own vegetables. It's nice to grow them.
Have a little.
I had good tomatoes a couple of years ago. In fact, it come up. I lived in a house and at the outside was the kitchen was quite about space, and those people lived in before me, they used to throw the dishwater out, which ain't good, you know, and now you got drains to throw it down. They had a drain, but they didn't do it, they threw it outside the kitchen, and it eventually smells sometimes, but the old tomato plant come up, you know, had about 14 tomatoes on, I really enjoyed it. I had to move right after, and I took some of the green tomatoes and put them in the windowsill, you know, and they got ripe. Tomatoes, and I said, that's easy to grow, too.
You didn't
one, of them old, one of those old baskets which you go on picnic made of foam, rubber foam, and you can put mud in and grow the tomatoes in that. I saved some cherry tomato seeds in my icebox yet. I didn't eat the tomatoes, just let them dry up. I might try to plant some when I get settled over there.
Yeah, right. Did you ever see any crops growing out in the road out in the...
What?
They grow cotton or corn in a...
Oh, cotton. It comes on. It's like a little bush. And it has a pretty white flower. I never did see the cotton flower. But then the pod of cotton comes after, like a seed, you know? And it's got the seed mixed up among the cotton.
Yeah.
I've seen one of them.
Yeah. I was talking about, about the dishes you had and things like that. What did you fry eggs in?
We had them old iron, the black iron pans, like,
yeah,
skittles, you call them.
Yeah.
I got one of them yet. I'm holding on to it. Scour them out and clean them, but they're black iron, you know, that iron thing. They never get a hold of them. They last through 2 centuries almost. That old pan probably was my mother's. I'm not sure. I just hold on to it.
Something that you used to keep maybe beside the sink, and you would put all sorts of food in this, leftover food for the dogs, and this would be called a...
Well, you can use any old tin can or any old bowl you got and then wash it afterwards, you know, just some container for it. And our dogs always had a tin pan or enamel pan or some old pan which you threw years and you'd give to the animal, you know, keep it out in the yard and feed them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a long time ago, a loaf of bread wasn't but, how much you cost?
5 cents, I guess.
Or 10, or?
How much is it now? About 50 cents, or 56 cents, I believe.
Double 5 cents would be?
Dime.
10, yeah.
Well, most bread, I don't know much about that, but I went to get it. I think it was a nickel.
Well, a dime is 10, is...
It wasn't a dime, it was a half a dime and 5 cents.
5 cents?
You'd get a long French loaf, or you'd get what you call cream bread. It was about that long and was smooth. People like cream bread for sandwiches, you know. Yeah, it was delicious. And milk, there was a Jewish bakery down here, Wild Brothers. I think it's that little girl and the redhead girl today on the bread. It's used all over the United States. They went into business, Wholesome it's called now, but they were Jewish people and they made delicious bread.
Yeah.
Most of the bakers are third generation, like the morticians. They're following suit, their daddy, whatever the daddy was, like lawyers and doctors.
Uh-huh.
What are they going to do with all the lawyers today, though? Good God, they got so many of them, they ain't got no cases.
They have to make them.
Yeah, they have more doctors. They're short on doctors, so they really tell you that. What you taking them?
I think I'm going to be a student. Professional student.